All right, so we're going to have a little fun for a second. So I always make fun of Rico about how he's ruined college football and him and his TV executive friends. But I say, you know what? The man's back from vacation. He's glowing. Let's not start on the wrong foot.
You're going to be apologetic?
No.
Okay. Not apologizing, Jim.
No, I am going to try to broker peace by a couple times this month in the lead up to week zero. Having positive college football drafts. Now, one of the things I do still love about the sport is the irreverence to football helmets. Mm. That schools are not afraid to put a giant cartoon duck on their helmet, or a disco ball, or a laser frog, or in the case of Central Florida, an orange manat, which is an astronaut whose head is made of an orange. These are the things that make college football fun. So I said, you know what? We're doing a college football draft with a twist. What I want to do is the best, and David's going to pull the draft order. We will do a 5-round draft. The best non-brand name, non-blue blood helmets in college football. Meaning you can't select Michigan or Notre Dame or Texas. Those are Blue Magic, okay. Brand name.
Okay.
The schools absolutely can be in a power conference. They just can't be one of the power brokers historically.
So, that being said, would MSU fall into the power broker school?
Yeah, they've made the college football playoff. Okay. They actually have some level of history, and they're a brand, top 20 revenue, top 20 attendance.
Okay.
Can't do it. Now, Maryland, not a brand.
Okay.
And I know you love turtles. any questions on how we want to do this?
Oh, I have a question. So you can only pick one specific helmet from one team, correct?
Correct.
So what if, let's say it was Michigan State was eligible and David picked the script logo mm-hmm. on the helmet. Could I then pick the Gruff Sparty one too?
You could.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
That's a great question.
Yes. So I could take the Georgia all black helmet.
Here's the problem. This is the other rule. It has to be a helmet that's in regular rotation.
Gotcha.
This cannot be a pro combat, like when Georgia pulverized, what was it, Hawaii in the bowl game, and they wore a silver helmet. Rest in peace, Timmy Chang. You can't pick that helmet. It gotcha. Doesn't exist. You can't select the helmet Army wore 2 years ago. You can't do it.
Gotcha.
It has to be in regular rotation. Do we all agree?
Okay.
So, David, do you want to draw the draft order?
Oh, I have the draft order right here.
All right.
Mike, you are first. I am second. Rico, you are third. Kenny is last.
So, I demand a recount.
Yeah, I don't want the first pick. All right, fine. But it's snake draft, so that means Kenny would lead the second round. So mm-hmm. I go first, David second, Rico third, Kenny fourth. You want to do this? We got some music? Yes. All right. With the first pick in the ridiculous 2024 college football helmet draft, I select the Tulane Angry Wave powder blue lids. They're sexual. They're beautiful. They're enticing. And it's got an Angry Wave holding a megaphone.
You know what? According to the mock drafts that we saw, I knew exactly where Mike was going to go with this.
That's a
reach. I knew he was going with Tulane.
I love the Tulane helmets.
So, yeah, Todd, it went right as I thought it was going to go.
I may come back and draft the white version of them, too. Go ahead. David, you're up next.
I take you to the Big 12. And I love pitchforks. I'm going Arizona State.
Which version? They got a zillion.
Yeah, I'm going with their yellow with the pitchfork.
Okay. Because they also have that like Lamborghini one.
Correct.
Where it's 18, like it's iridescent.
Yes.
Then they got Sparky. Giant head version.
Right.
And they're taking the standard.
Yes.
And they also have the black version with the pitchfork.
They do.
They got them all.
I want the yellow one.
All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
Now we go to Rico Beard with the third pick in the 2024 off-brand college football helmet draft.
Ladies and gentlemen,
just do
I
it.
Take you to the ACC.
Oh, my God. You didn't do it.
I take you to North Carolina State, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, no.
No.
Mr. Woofy.
Yes, Mr. Woofy.
The red or white? You red. Like the clown ones.
Yes.
Mr. Woofy.
This one right here.
Yes. I like the white one, but fine. Because
yes.
Mr. Woofy is Gruff Sparty ACC style. It's a
yes.
great helmet. And factually, NC State hasn't won Bupkis ever. I clear it. Now we go to Kenny Cott for the turn. Kenny, your first selection.
So the first one that I had on my draft board is still there. We go to San Diego State with the red Aztec helmets.
The mosaic. Yes.
I love those. I've always loved those. They're sweet.
Looks like
they're
hieroglyphics. Yes.
Yeah, people, if you haven't seen those, worth a look. Excellent. Kenny has that wallpaper in his bedroom.
And then next we got the East Carolina Pirate logo with the purple. The purple lid with the black pirate logo on the side.
You don't deserve that helmet.
Kenny, I thought that's where he would maybe go.
Son of a...
But I guess he wanted Tulane first.
Tell me that's not a good turn, two selections
it's
right
It's a great dive to hell with your first Kenny, one. The ECU purple hydrochrome with yellow face mask is art.
Kenny, sit by the phone because Mike's going to be making a phone call for a trade.
I want my picks back and I want Putney.
You pancakey.
Back to Rico.
Well, you know what? I am going to go to the Big 12. Give me Iowa State.
Which one?
Oh, I forgot. The one where, hold on, it's...
They do the white, they do the red, and then once a year they do the blackout.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Oh, my God.
The red one.
Standard.
The red one. Yes, the red one.
Really?
Yeah, I like that with the script state with the I. Yeah.
Okay. Over to David.
I'm going to go over to UAB.
The Blazers?
I'm going to the Blazers. I'm going with their white helmet with the snake dragon or whatever they call that dragon thing. Yeah, I'm going with that white one right there.
All right.
I like the white.
Kenny broke my heart, but you know what? I have a way out of this. My first selection, I'm going to go to Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm going to go to the alma mater of Sandra Bullock. I'm going to take East Carolina's white script helmet with the yellow face mask. Gorgeous. It doesn't feature the Jolly Roger, but it's still sick. Hydrochrome lettering. Beautiful. All right. For my second selection, now I gotta do this. Because I know one of you scumbags will take him. Give me SMU. Mustangs.
Oh!
Power selection.
Which one?
Not the Disco D. The actual just normal Mustang regular helmet. It's beautiful.
That was next up on the list.
Thank God. All right. Back over to David. Can't believe Kenny got the purple hydrochromes.
All right. Here we go. I am going over to the American Athletic Conference.
Great helmet conference.
And I'm going to take UTSA.
The Roadrunners.
The Roadrunners. I'm going to go with their blue helmet with the Roadrunner on the
side. It's lovely. It really is. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But lovely. By the way, is Frank Harris back for year 13 at quarterback? Over to Rico Beard.
I hope not.
Jesus.
Mike, I don't know if this will be a brand name or
we
not.
We will judge.
But I believe they are now a part of the Big 12. I'm going to go with the black Cincinnati Bearcat.
They are a part of the Big 12.
They are.
And they are ass. But the helmet's beautiful.
Yes.
And that's a Sauce Gardner thing.
Yeah.
I know you. I know where your loyalties lie. Over to Kenneth Cott.
So you make all the hillbilly jokes about me that you like, but I like the Wyoming white cowboy helmet, so I'm going to take those right
I
off
hate
the
your
board.
Guts.
Those
I
are
hate
fantastic.
Your guts.
I'm just going to try to steal every one of Mike's helmets.
It's a beautiful helmet. If you can make Dookie Brown and PP Yellow look good, you know Wyoming's doing it right. Great helmet.
And second of all, we got the Western Kentucky, the Grimace helmets.
Yes!
The black with the red logo on the side. And if I can, I'd like the googly eye visor, but if that's not possible, no big deal.
I'm adding
you
it.
You know what?
It's a great pull by you.
Yes!
Great pull by you.
You know what?
Back to Rico.
Speaking of brown helmets.
Western?
I'm going to go to a school that's near and dear to David's heart. Give me the brown Western Michigan Broncos.
That's the pudding helmets.
That was next on my list.
Yes. Those are hideous.
I love them.
You just killed the music. The helmet is so bad, you killed the music.
The oversized Bronco.
Over to David.
All right, so I'm going to do this now that you took Western Michigan from me. And they have made this a part of their program for the future here. I thought it was just one time. They got sued, but I'm going with the Houston Cougars, Houston Oilers helmet.
I'm going to allow it because they've said NFL FU, we're wearing it again.
I thought it was going to be ineligible, but they made it a part of their program.
It's a good pull. Now, I've got a double dip here, right?
Yep.
First one, I'm going to take two helmets. They're from the same school. Controversial, I know. I want the Oklahoma State all-white oversized Pistol Pete helmet. And I want to stay with Oklahoma State. I want the black matte finish cowboy helmet.
You know what? We're pressed for time, or else I would be objecting this, saying that's a brand name.
It's not a brand name.
Oklahoma State's a brand name.
Your coach got a mullet. You can't be a brand name with a hillbilly coach.
If you can complete this phrase, I'm 40.
Okay. You want me to take it off the board?
I think they're brand name. They are the face of the Big 12 now.
Fine. Luckily, I came prepared for this nonsense. I'll take Boise State's white script outline draw of the Bronco with
you know
the number
what?
On the
Give
one
them Oklahoma
side.
State. Give them Oklahoma State.
No, I'm taking Boise State right there. And then we're going to go one more level. I'll take Oregon State, Bucky Beaver, where it's the guy wearing his little fun Navy hat, the beaver, on the side of the helmet.
Okay.
Quickly. All right, here we go. I'm going to go La Tech. This is now a part of their, they've been doing it since 2022, their red helmet with their blue in their teeth.
Shout out Tim Rattay and former Steeler Troy Edwards. Over to Rico.
I am going to Tempe, Arizona. I'm going with the Arizona State black helmets with the fork on them.
Double Arizona State. We finish with Kenneth Codd. He's had a strong draft. Kenny, you're the final pick.
I'm going to finish off with one of my favorite side of the helmet logos. That's UTEP. You got the blue logo, or you got the blue helmet with the orange pickaxe as the logo. I love that one.
Dude, that is a deep pull.
That was on my list.
That's like CBS Sports Network at 1 a.m.
I always just remember seeing it. I was like, that's the coolest helmet logo at this time of the night.
Send in the ticket text. Who won the draft? What was the worst omission? We'll get to all of it next. 97.1.